Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Merry Christmas. Very good. About half of you are ready to celebrate. The other half is still wondering, what should I do? Probably the other half of you are more like the parents with the little kids tonight who got their little baby Jesuses made of porcelain. And as we can hear it from time to time, the heads are rolling. The baby Jesus is losing its head. And what do we find next? The kids are wondering what happened to the baby Jesus. And the parents are wondering, how am I going to get out of this? So perhaps nobody notices. But this porcelain head keeps making noise on a hardwood floor. So we are in the truth of the reality. We are also in the truth of the reality of today's world, you know, which us searching for Jesus. We are in the reality of the world that seeks more and more of the spiritual meaning of life. The secret question, how do I find God? What do I need to do to perhaps be faithful? How do I strengthen my faith? How do I strengthen my spirituality? What religion is the best one? What gives me meaning? Which religion, which aspect of the faith will make me rich and powerful, will make me safe? Those are probably some of the titles of the books that you will find in probably every library or every bookstore. When you look under religion, the first idea will be, how do I find God? How do I work on my spirituality? What does it mean to have faith? As if we have forgotten something that was present from the very beginning of life. Yes, at first God created the world, and then when we have failed to listen to him, we had to bear the consequence of sin. Those rolling heads of the baby Jesus. And then comes God to the first parents as we look and read in the book of Genesis, asking a question, where are you? Where are you? Why are you hiding? The truth, my friends, is we don't need to find Jesus. He's never been lost. We don't need to find look for our souls and hearts and conscience. It's been there from the very beginning. We do not need to ask a question, am I spiritual? Can I be spiritual? Should I be spiritual? Should I be faithful? We don't need to do that because those questions are already answered by the reality of our own inner life. The proof for that is that we ask that question, and whether we accept it or deny it, it's already part of our DNA, the reality of our life. Where does this truth come from? From God, who is searching for us, who is constantly asking a question, where are you? Where are you? We don't need to discover the world. We don't need to discover God anew. We don't need to discover the spirituality because God has already provided all of that for us. Perhaps what we should consider and ask ourselves is what we've been looking at during this Advent season. Am I ready to answer to God? Am I willing to make room for Christ in my life? Am I willing to sacrifice, to say no to things so that God may find a worthy dwelling in my life? Isn't that much easier than trying to figure out God? Is it much easier to respond to an invitation extended to us through the centuries, be it Old Testament or New Testament? Is it much simpler to live in the presence of God by simply responding to His grace? But that needs to happen. Today's world tells us we need to be in charge. God reminds us, be willing to be humble. We look at the Holy Family, so imperfect in so many ways, almost broken from the very beginning, chased down by the powers of the world, finding hard to find a home at the most important moments of one's life, the birth. And yet, the miracle of Christmas takes place to help us to see that God is willing to go as far as becoming one of us so that we can recognize Him, not only in the words of the Scripture, of the kings, of the prophets, not only in the words of the Bible, but in the reality of Jesus' humanity, our humanity, our existence. Into that broken world, into our life, God comes with a message. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. What do we do with this Christmas this year? As rather than seeking and looking for Christ, we simply welcome Him and answer and respond to His invitation or to His reach towards us, to His grace that He extends to us over and over again in our life. The reality is shown, you know, in the simplicity of the Christmas decoration, Christmas trees. How many of you have been thinking already, my tree has been up since Thanksgiving, I'm tired of it, I'm glad this Christmas is here, so tomorrow, as soon as the presents are open, we can take down the tree. Perhaps this year, we might consider, rather than taking it down, to ask ourselves the question, it's here. What can I do to keep it alive? What can I do tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday and the next 12 days of Christmas? You all heard the song of 12 days of Christmas, at least for those 2 weeks. What can you do to keep the faith or the spirit of the Christmas alive? And those simple decorations are reminders to us. In some crazy ways, we have responded to Christmas. But in divine truth, can we respond to God's message and His invitation in our life? Welcome Him, celebrate, rejoice, and see what we can do to keep the faith alive, to keep the message of the angels shared with the shepherds alive, to keep all those good wishes and that positive energy that we seek so much for alive. So today, on the day of the birth of Christ, Emmanuel, God who is with us, I proclaim to you one more time, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.